Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Ripped away by this extreme court.
To expand NATO by admitting Sweden and Finland.
I am not satisfied with how the election was run. We had major issues.
Joeflation, as some call it, will refer to Joe Manchin, not Joe Biden.
Yeah, a very good point there from the senator, and welcome back in. It looks like that thing is on the fast track, that reconciliation bill. We should get a vote on that, a party line vote this week. Glad you're back with us. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark, and that's Carl.
Hi.
Yeah, and we got Sue Thomas in, keeping an eye on traffic whenever there is rain, and we've had our fair share of it this morning. Heavy in some areas. Most of it moved through overnight. You probably heard the thunder at some point. Not as bad as what we've seen a week or two ago, but certainly in low-lying areas, there's still some pooled water, and you're going to want to be careful on your drive-in this morning. If anything breaks, Sue Thomas will have the very latest for you. How about that? Coming up this hour, we've got Catherine Penner. She's the Republican who shocked everyone, I think, it's safe to say, on Tuesday by winning the Republican nomination for county executive. Now, winning that is an uphill battle in November. There's no doubt about that because of the track record of a Republican not being elected, I think, since Gene McNary back in the late 80s, early 90s, right, is the last time a Republican held that seat. But that said, nobody expected Catherine Penner to be the Republican nominee. She had an upset in the primary. She's hoping to have an upset in November. Channel 4 didn't seem to be able to find her, but we did, and we're going to have her on this morning at 6:35 to talk more about her campaign. Also, my friend Tom Ackerman coming up with more on the trade the Cardinals made this week. He and I hadn't had a chance to talk about that just yet. Next hour, we're going to get Nick Schroer in here because Nick is going to be the next senator from the second Senate district out in St. Charles County, in that general area. And anxious to get him in here after some of the horrible negative campaigning that was run against him in this campaign.
If he shows up.
Well, yeah, he's no-show Schroer, so we'll find out if he shows up. He's probably driving down here right now, shaking his head. Anyway, I have a question for you. I need to ask you a question. How would Rush Limbaugh put that? Let me ask you a question. How is it possible that they still haven't announced a winner in the Arizona primary? Can someone answer that for me? Because I'm on azcentral.com this morning, and they show Carrie Lake with a 12,000-vote advantage with 83% of the votes cast. I don't know why they're not all counted, number one. I thought we fixed this problem. Carrie Lake addressed this yesterday, and I wanted you to hear this. She's got a lot of questions about what's going on in elections in Arizona. Again, go to six.
There is no path to victory for my opponent, and we won this race, period. But there's a ton of problems with the system. You know what's going on in Pinal County? They knew we were going to have record turnout because we aren't going to take it anymore. And 1 hour into voting, they ran out of ballots. What the hell's going on? What in the hell is going on? This is why we're in this race. This is why we have this movement right here.
Yeah, this was a head scratcher. They quit counting on election night. Does that sound familiar to anyone from 2020? They just quit counting about 2 in the morning and went home with about 20% of the votes left to count, roughly. And they claimed they did it because they're following the law. And then yesterday, they were supposed to post more updates, and hours and hours and hours went by with no new votes posted. What is going on in Arizona? I don't know. Go back to Carrie Lake again. Cut 5 real quick, Carl.
I am not satisfied with how the election was run. We had major issues yesterday, major issues, and they're being reported by everyday voters. We've got to get our elections reformed so that every Arizonan, whether they be Democrat, Independent, or Republican, when they go to bed on election night, they know the winner. And they're satisfied that it was a fair election.
There's no reason that shouldn't be happening these days in every election across the country. That's why we need election integrity reform everywhere and regular audits of these voting systems. Let's get to a quick break. Talk to my friend Tom Ackerman. He'll be in studio here to talk more about the Cardinals trades this week. Back in a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bomarito Automotive Group.
Well, Tom, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but everybody on my social media, I've seen posts of people in tears at the thought of losing Harrison Bader. I mean, he was beloved member of the Cardinals.
I mean, you know. I miss Harrison Bader too, but tears, come on.
I didn't feel that way personally, but I did see people their children were that sad that Harrison Bader left. I
understand. No, I get it. And my daughter actually, you know, she has a Bader jersey, and she said Bader's going to get traded next week, Dad. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, we'll see. I mean, he's injured. So I doubt they move him, but it could happen, I guess, and boom. She goes, I told you Bader was going to get traded. And, you know, you got to give up something to get something. What they got was a good pitcher. Jordan Montgomery is one of the most consistent pitchers on the Yankees, and now he goes right into the Cardinals rotation, and he'll go against the Yankees this weekend. Montgomery actually was brought up by the Yankees, so he was pretty distraught about it publicly. He looked and felt stunned about it and, you know, talked about this is my family. But then he let Ollie Marmol know that he didn't mean anything by that as a slight of St. Louis. He's excited to come to St. Louis and pitch. And I think what you'll probably find is not only a lefty pitcher who can get ground ball outs and go 6-7 innings, which is what they want, but you know, maybe he's got a little something to prove. Okay, all right, Yankees going to trade me. I'll show you what I got. And he is He's a competitor. I actually saw him in person when I went up to New York on July 15th. I went to Yankee Stadium and saw the Yankees play the Red Sox, and Montgomery started that game. Little did I know I was scouting the next Cardinals pitcher. I actually was looking at the other one, Nathan Eovaldi of the Red Sox, as a possibility for the Cardinals. He was pitching in that game also, and I thought it was a good matchup between the two. I think the Cardinals got two good pitchers before the deadline. Jose Quintana, who we've seen a million times pitching for the Cubs and the White Sox and the Pirates, but Jordan Montgomery. I think they did a good job from that standpoint. They filled the two spots they had to fill in the rotation. Now they can move Andre Pallante to the bullpen, and the Cardinals should be in good shape. That said, Bader, exciting player. Probably won't see him play till September, I would think, because of the plantar fasciitis. And, you know, they're losing a Gold Glove center fielder, speed, excitement, fun, all of that stuff. But Dylan Carlson does go right into the center field position. He's just going to get better and better, and I think the Cardinals are in pretty good shape in the outfield.
Yeah, is it Montgomery who's 34?
Montgomery's 29.
29. Was the other one 34?
Quintana's 34.
So you know, that used to be an issue, I think, right, in baseball. You'd look and see how old a pitcher was, and then you look at Waino and think, well, it's not that big 40. A deal after all.
And Quintana's I saw him on Wednesday or Tuesday, the trade deadline day.
Yeah.
He's in good shape. He was happy to be here. I mean, he left from the Pirates to the Cardinals. Now suddenly you're in contention. He's always pitched pretty well in this division, and it's rare that you actually move a pitcher within the division from one team to the next. I'll give you some numbers on Quintana that you'll like. Against the Brewers, lifetime, he's 9-4 with a 2.95 ERA. Brewers, he has the Brewers number. The other thing is that the player he said who used to just crush him was Paul Goldschmidt. So he's excited to be teammates with Goldie. He doesn't have to deal with him anymore. But I think the Cardinals did a nice job. Yes, they missed on Juan Soto. Soto goes to the Padres. It's an excellent fit for San Diego. They also dealt all of their prospects. They dealt major league ready players. I think it's a win for the Cardinals that you hang on to all of your top prospects. Jordan Walker was immediately moved to the outfield after the trade deadline, so he'll start playing all three outfield positions. You can see what they're doing there with Arenado at third base. You don't need Walker as your next third baseman. So, you know, you've got your top hitting prospect. He is a monster. I mean, a big guy, hits the ball a ton. So I think the Cardinals are okay there as well. As much fun as Soto would have been, you got to be careful dealing away your entire future. And I think no matter what, even if the Cardinals had offered, and I think they probably had a pretty healthy idea of what they were going to offer, but if they offered all their top prospects, I think the Padres still would have gone over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know that you were going to win that battle anyway.
You know, as somebody in sports broadcasting, even if you're obviously not in sports broadcasting, but you've just paid attention to baseball the last 50, 60 years. I mean, the death of Vin Scully. I saw somebody post a picture of he and Jack Buck in a publicity photo from years ago. I mean, what a duo that was.
Yeah, I mean, Vin Scully is the voice of baseball. You know, if you really think about what he did throughout his entire career, both as Dodgers broadcaster for 67 years with Brooklyn and Los Angeles, but all of the national games that we watched with his voice in the background, radio guy for a long time, and then developed into one of the finest television broadcasters in the history of sports, an amazing storyteller. He is, it's a tremendous loss. At the same time, it's a beautiful celebration of his life. And to think that he broadcast for, in the history of baseball, there have been more seasons in the modern era with Vin Scully as a broadcaster than not. I mean,
that is a
dominating presence. But I love all of his lines. Like he said, he never called them fans because fans stand for fanatic. He called them friends because he wanted them to feel like they were in on the broadcast. He said, I don't want to be remembered as a broadcaster. I want to be remembered as a husband and a father. And all of these lines, like, you know, don't be sad. You know, that's a line that you hear a lot. You know, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. You know, he would say things like that. And, you know, how he treated the listener and the viewer, I thought was very special. And on top of that, he was a phenomenal broadcaster. I mean, things that he called, the Kirk Gibson home run, Sandy Koufax, you know, he called the Don Larsen perfect game. I mean, it just all of those things, an amazing career. Really special.
Yeah. Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A pretty big surprise coming in the Republican race for St. Louis County Executive. A first-time candidate who didn't raise any money or even campaign beat a seasoned politician to become the Republican nominee. News 4's Russell Kinsall has been trying to track down Catherine Pinner to get her reaction to the win. And as Russell reports, he's not the only one looking for her, Russell.
Yeah, that is right. Catherine Pinner led in the voting all night. No one can explain how she won big in her first political race. But I've got a message for her from the Republican Party. If you want their help in the November election, stop being so hard to reach and give them a call.
My friends over at Channel 4 last night, I don't know, Russell should have reached out to us. We didn't have any trouble finding Catherine Pinner. In fact, we've got her on the phone this morning. Catherine, welcome into the program.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, first of all, I understand that you did campaign, so part of what Channel 4 reported there was not the case at all, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a native St. Louisan. I've lived here my whole life. I grew up in the Bevo Mill area. My family moved out to the county when I was in seventh grade. I had the pleasure of attending Lindbergh High School, and I've lived in the county ever since, other than when I was going to get my bachelor and master's degrees. And I've worked for some of St. Louis's finest companies in IT, service industry, construction. And I have business certifications, which I think I could leverage for the position.
Absolutely. So you know, you sent shockwaves through the community with your upset victory. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Were you surprised at the margin of victory at the very least?
It was surprising. I didn't really know what to expect. The decision was in the hands of the voters, and so we just hope for a really good election where they get to cast their vote for the candidate that they think will do the best job.
So I have to ask, though, I mean, what was your election strategy here? Somebody pointed out to me that you hadn't filed any Missouri Ethics Commission reports, which suggested that there had been no major fundraising effort, or those would have had to have been filed.
I filed as an exempt candidate. That was back in March. I've actually been on the ballot since the opening date of registration for the county executive. And I had a goal to not raise any money at all. In other words, $0. I won't be spending any money. I won't be accepting any donations. And my reason being that I really feel that this needs to be a grassroots effort. And I can do this through innovation, which I've been a director of innovation. I think we can work smarter, not harder. I think that there are opportunities. Money is not always the solution. And so based on talent and time, this is where I was looking at. And also my platform is very much echoing this. I stand for the Constitution of the United States of America, innovation, and common sense. And you'll see that on my website, www.kmpinner.com/vote. And that's where you can fill out the contact page. And if you want to volunteer for the campaign, I'll receive that and we can leverage the talent in the community.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly a strategy that worked for you in the primary. In the general election, you're still, though, not planning any fundraising.
Correct.
Wow. So explain innovation to me then. Are you planning just to do this through social media and speeches?
There are a number of strategies we're going to leverage. I have various people that are sort of helping on the back end. And yeah, I would equate it to old fashioned campaigning. This is the foundation of our system. Prior to very recent days, I mean, when you look at the history of the United States, how did originally people run for public office? What did they do in terms of representative government? They wanted the support of the people that they would be representing. And I think that is foundational to our country. I also, but by the grace of God go I, was divinely inspired to take this route. And so that's my conviction.
Interesting. So how would you govern differently than Sam Page? I mean, I got a little bit of PTSD when I realized that the Democratic Party, Democratic voters, went out and chose to reelect this guy over Jane Duker, who challenged him in the primary, even after he intentionally caused the shutdown of and the loss of thousands of jobs and dozens of businesses during the COVID pandemic.
I would say it is, based on my platform, Constitution, innovation, common sense. I'm not too worried about the other people who were running because I just focus on what my values are. And looking at the job description of the county executive, looking at the job description of the council members, looking at the job description for all of the employees that work for our county, that is where I would put my focus and doing the best job that I can. At the end of the day, I'm there to serve the public. And that's the other reason I'm not accepting donations, because I feel that when you do that, you start working for the special interest, the people who are funding you. And for my position, I really want to be that civil servant, the representative of the people of the county and the entire county, North County, West County, South County.
Yeah, that's certainly an unusual approach to it these days, given the amount of money that gets spent on these campaigns. So, again, trying to get back to your platform here, pro-police, I mean, where do you come down on some of the crime problems in the community, and what would you do about it?
Well, crime is definitely an issue. I hear personal stories about these topics. It is definitely a growing concern throughout all of our counties, and we need to support our frontline responders. These are the people who are in our local community. I believe strongly in local law enforcement, municipal law enforcement. Who is going to show up when someone gets rear-ended in a traffic accident? The police are there. The firefighter is there. And so even for simple things like that, we need to support our frontline responders. These people have donated their time.
Yeah.
And their lives.
Well, you know, I want to get back to one other thing. Channel 4 went out and talked to Renee Artman, who runs the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee, and she said that she hadn't heard from you. Are you planning to work with the Republican Party in St. Louis County as you run?
Absolutely. In fact, my campaign received an endorsement from the Missouri Republican Assembly, and I am more than happy to connect with Renee again. I've been on the ballot since March, so we just haven't had the opportunity to connect. It was very uncertain with the primary, but certainly moving forward, I am a Republican. I'm on the Republican ticket, and of course, we're going to be working together.
Well, Catherine Penner, give people your website again if they want to go on there and find out more about you.
Certainly. It's www.kmpinner.com/vote.
Very good. And that's P-I-N-N-E-R is how your last name is spelled. Catherine, thanks for giving me some time this morning, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great day.
You bet. All right. Take care. Catherine Penner there, who upset Shamed Dogan, longtime state representative, certainly had the advantage in name recognition, and she beat him with 56% of the vote in the primary on Tuesday. So there you have it. Clearly an unusual approach to running for office in this day and age. No doubt about that. Quick break here. We will get back with In Other News, brought to you by Frank. Next hour, Congressman Jim Talent on the primary results, and we'll talk to Nick Schroer, one of the big winners for state Senate. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news, brought to you by Scott.
You're not Scott.
I don't
How
even
did that
look
happen?
Like Scott. No. Thank
did you,
you, Frank.
Did you swap that out?
I did swap it out, and then I deleted the wrong one.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
A bride and a groom in Brazil adopted a dog that crashed their wedding. The Dodo reports that the newlywed couple's nuptials were interrupted just before they walked down the aisle, and a stray dog that had made its way into the church and interrupted the wedding. The couple went forward with the canine guest hanging out at the church doorway, and the dog happily greeted them at the end of the aisle. And they decided to adopt that young dog.
Wow.
I love that. It's adorable.
It is adorable. While that couple had a welcome guest at their wedding, another couple in Connecticut came home to find an unwelcome guest in their kitchen. Christine Vanny and Bill Priest were hanging out in their backyard on Sunday to come inside and find a bear in their kitchen eating their food. It's not the first time the couple has had bear problems. Priest said that just last week he found another bear looking through his fridge in the garage.
And what state was this in?
You Connecticut.
Say Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Wow, I didn't know they had that problem up there.
Bears. Bears. The outskirts.
Yeah.
Of Connecticut. If you're one of the many who are excited by the brief return of the Mexican pizza to Taco Bell, good news. The company announced that they'll be bringing it back to the menu permanently. Taco Bell said that they're working to restock that item and hopes that it will be available again after September 15th. It was taken off the menu in 2020 to cut costs and made a return earlier this year, but they ran out pretty quickly in just about 2 weeks.
That's some good marketing.
Dolly Parton did that.
I totally agree, Mark.
Mexican pizza.
I don't think I've ever had one, but now I'll have to try.
Because you can't find them.
Right. That's right. They were sold out in about 2 weeks the last time they had them.
I haven't had one either. I'm intrigued. And that's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
They just get you in there for the one thing. Get you in there. Carl's holding up a three. Joker fans rejoice as the sequel, Joker Folie à Deux, has been given a release date for October 2nd, 2024. Now, this sequel will be released 5 years after the first film, which I don't remember seeing, and will be a musical.
He won Best Actor.
I know. It'll be a musical with Joaquin Phoenix returning as the Joker himself, and his Harley Quinn will be played by none other than Lady Gaga.
I don't like this.
It's a musical?
Why does everything have to be a musical? Batman, I mean, a Joker? I don't even get it.
Batman's not in this at all. Batman had nothing to do with Joker.
No.
Okay, fine. It's even worse without Batman.
It's even more confusing.
But it's going to be a film.
Yeah.
Not Broadway or something.
It's not coming to the Muni, no.
Huh.
It's going to be Joaquin Phoenix singing, it's a nice showcase for Lady Gaga, obviously.
That was the thing about Joker. It had nothing to do with Batman. It was all very much like Taxi Driver, and it was very edgy.
Well,
it was R-rated.
The acting was incredible, but I don't know that I want to see it as a musical.
Very violent.
Zero interest in that.
There are two scenes, Sue, I don't know if you like this, there are two scenes that are very over-the-top disgusting.
Oh, disgusting?
Disgustingly violent.
How many times did you see the film, Carl?
No, I can't see
that. You saw it twice?
I saw it twice, and my wife, because the second time I had to go with my wife and say, don't watch here.
This scene, yeah.
Yes.
I can't handle that.
Disgusting.
It was not.
Well, gee, Carl, if they sing a tune to it, maybe we can all watch.
Well, it could be like Clockwork Orange.
NBC announced that the long-running soap opera Days of Our Lives will move to its streaming service, Peacock, in early September. Huh. Fans of the Hortons, Brady's, DeMiro's will have to head to the premium portion of the streaming service, not free Peacock, but the premium portion of the service, to follow along with their stories. NBC's chairman says a large portion of Days' audience is already watching digitally, so the move will allow the network to expand that audience there, and they will replace Days with NBC News Daily, an hour-long newscast in that spot. Days debuted in 1965 and is in its 55th season.
There are going to be
a lot of old
senior citizens everywhere
to learn how to peacock.
I know.
Because it's the same people that I watched when I watched it in high school.
Somebody will be saying to me, is it on the Facebook? How do I get to it? My mom will have no idea how to
peacock, Carl?
I don't.
Your friends in high school?
No. Yeah,
no.
They're not getting
That's great. Frank, thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that. Hey, coming up, we'll get to Nick Schroer. He won a big race on a contested race on Tuesday for state Senate. We're going to get him in studio here if he shows up. I hear he's called No Show Schroer. I don't know. We'll see. That's about 7:35. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.